Well, it ain't exactly Kobe beef, but two U.S. airlines are now selling meals aboard some of their flights. This week, Northwest Airlines began a 30-day trial offering noshes for cash, while America West is in the middle of a similar trial period for a program they call Buy On Board. The America West menu currently features three breakfast options and three lunch or dinner options, including hot chicken Milano, steak Caesar salad, and beef tenderloin patty melt. We now turn to a man who knows his Kobe beef from his patty melt, chef and food impresario Wolfgang Puck. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
And is there any general rule for airline food?
Well, I really think, and I tell everybody, you know, the airlines are a great way to be on a diet. The more you fly, the more you can be on a diet. And, you know, they're not supposed to really serve great food. But mainly, I think the problem is they're trying to make food so complicated on the airlines that it's very hard to serve. It's very difficult to have it at the right temperature. If they would just give you some good salad and some decent bread, people would have enough to eat. And yeah. I think also, and I don't know what America West is doing, you can charge $5 more a ticket and give them something decent to eat. I don't think it would be a problem.
Mm. Of course, they could also stop at a Wolfgang Puck Express and pick something
up.
Yeah,
you know
what?
I think that's really the future to me. And, you know, there are a lot of good places, not just our expresses at the airport, but there are a lot of other places now, too. You know, flight attendants are not chefs. They don't want to do the job, really.
Yeah.
So if I have chefs in my restaurant who don't want to be cooks, the food won't be that good.
Mr. Puck, if you were going to fly today from Los Angeles to, let's say, Boston,
yeah,
I think that's about 5 hours,
yeah,
you might get some hunger pangs then. What would you make a sandwich for yourself, or what would you bring along, ideally?
You know what? If I know at what airport I am, you know, I would pick something up. If not, I would eat before. You know, now what is amazing, because of security reasons, we all have to go to the airport a little earlier than we used to.
Yes.
Once you go to the security thing, you find some very place you like, and, you know, there are a lot of good places, so you can go in there, eat a good salad, and have something to drink, and then you go on the plane, you can read or do whatever you want, and have maybe a glass of wine or a drink if you want to. But I think for me, often when I used to fly a coach only, and there was a time I only could afford coach, I always used to bring a bottle of wine and a smoked salmon sandwich with me, and you could see everybody next to me was staring at me and said, God, where did you get this? Where did you get that? So at least I had good food with me.
Well, Mr. Puck, it's been nice talking to you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Happy hot pockets, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Wolfgang Puck is the creator of many restaurants and the author of many cookbooks, speaking with us from Los Angeles, and it's 22 minutes before the hour.